They are a vital part of the agriculture industry in this country, essential workers. Healthcare experts are working now to make sure migrant farm workers are getting the COVID vaccine.
News Nation correspondent Michael Shore is live in Camarillo, California, with more on the challenges health departments are facing. Michael.
Marnie, Rob, good evening to you both. Here in California, that is home to 83% of the strawberry production in Ventura County, they do most of that. The migrant farm worker is an essential part of the fact that California is the fifth largest agricultural producer, not just in the country, that's in the world. So the migrant farmer has come under a little bit of scrutiny because of the way they were treated during COVID and how they're getting vaccinated. We decided to come here to Ventura County to take a closer look. The work they do is perhaps among the most essential, yet for the migrant farm worker performing backbreaking labor in the early morning sunlight of Ventura County, California, finding light at the end of the COVID tunnel is complicated.
We estimate around 41,000 farm workers in Ventura County.
Selfa Saucedo is director of health education for the Ventura County Health Department.
We have given out to farm workers specifically, we've administered about a little over 7,000.
It's progress against a tide of misinformation and logistics.
The trickiest part about vaccinating our migrant farm worker population has been to find them where they are and ensure that they feel comfortable taking the vaccine when it's offered.
A flood of misleading internet chatter has challenged those trying to inform and inoculate this community.
Media, social media going around giving misinformation about not vaccinating.
Mili Trevino Sauceda, executive director of Alianza Nacional de Campesinas, says this information stems from a fear of government.
There is so much distrust from the government from our communities towards the government.
Migrant farmers are at higher risk for spread than the general population.
Farm worker communities tend to live in crowded settings. They have more than one family per setting, and so yes, they are at high risk.
Today, the workers we saw, most of whom did not want to appear on camera, were picking strawberries in the fourth week of this harvest.
Workers have to work on a speed basis because it's they have to fill the boxes. It's around 20 pounds a box.
Once a box is filled, it is weighed. A card on the worker's back is punched, a record of a day's work worth $3.25 a punch. I asked Gabriel, a supervisor here, about how the uncertainty impacts the work.
Ellos no saben si va a ser trabajo en un mes, entonces tienen que trabajar duro ahora, ¿no?
This is how the work goes in the field. There are good weeks and there are bad weeks.
Gabriel also says that the message about the importance of vaccinations is getting through.
It seems that way because they say if you don't get vaccinated, you can't work for them.
A day after Cesar Chavez Day was celebrated here, an heir to his advocacy guesses he'd be focused on the migrant farm worker getting attention and getting vaccinated.
Cesar would not, he would be kind of a little bit disappointed, but pushing hard and making sure that when the vaccines were in, already saying yes.
So many different communities, so many different cultures and groups of workers have different hurdles that they need to climb over in order to get the vaccination. Today, again, these farm workers, they didn't want to be seen. They're fearful that the government will find out that they are here and that they would be sent back to their country. So they think that by going in and getting a vaccination, they will surrender their identity. It's a fascinating storyline here in farms all over the country, but especially in California, like I said, that produces so much agriculture. Apologies, Ruta Bay, for not calling you by name earlier, but I am live here in Camarillo, California for News Nation. Michael Shore.